Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Susan, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hey, thank you for taking our call. My husband and I have four children. Our eldest is a second-term freshman in college. He did not have great grades in high school and stayed at home for his first term, getting improved grades at community college and working, matriculated into a state school and has been there for 4 days. He is going into a specific major, film, and at this point in time has called us numerous times throughout the week to complain that the school is too small, he made a mistake, and he doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. We're on our way to pick him up to come home, discuss it. He wants to pick up some of his guitars and different things, but we have stated to him he needs to make a decision on whether to stick it out for this term and then transfer to a bigger college, or to come home and go to the community college and transfer from there. Because obviously we don't want to pay to have him go to this school and not do his best.
Okay, so what's the question?
The question is, what do we encourage him to do? He's very confused.
Nothing. Anything you encourage him to do, if he goes along with it, it's still not his decision, and he'll waver on it. If you, no matter what, if he decides to object, to just take the opposite point of view, it's still not helpful. I would say to him, it's completely your decision, because it is. Say, if you want to stick it out, then go ahead and stick it out. If you want to come home, you got to come home. I think you've done a very good job of setting it up. Now keep your mouth shut.
But we have to make payment on Monday, and
then
he
wants got,
our help. He's asked us
no,
to...
No, Susan, don't get seduced. Understand, from his point of view, of course he wants you to make the decision. Then he doesn't have to.
Right.
That's not what you're going to do. What you're going to say is you have till Monday. Decide what you want to do. Either one is okay with us.
We actually told him he has to make a decision by the end of the day today.
Why?
Because after Monday, it's 50% tuition doesn't get returned.
Well, but it seems to me he has till Monday morning at 9.
Right. Okay.
There's no particular reason, and just say no decision means that we're going to, you decide. There's no such thing as no decision. No decision, you have to make a decision one way or the other.
And then should we have, like, parameters? Look, it's your decision, live with it. And then, like, he'll call a lot of the times and he'll say things like, life sucks, I hate it, blah, blah, whining. And I basically say, and try to listen and be supportive, but I say, you need to take accountability, you need to do your best job, and I try to...
No. You don't need to say do your best job. Susan, you do fine, and then all of a sudden you fall apart on it. The deal is, the point is, from his point of view, anything you decide is a problem, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you decide you need to stay there, he's going to argue with you. He's going to say, I can't believe you're doing this, and I don't want to stay there, and he's not going to do well. If you say you have to come home, he's going to say, I can't believe, you guys didn't support me and what I wanted to do. So no matter what you come up with, it's wrong. No matter what he comes up with, even if it turns out to not be very viable, it's still a better decision because he'll learn something from it.
Okay.
So let him decide. And the deal is, and I suppose the only other thing you could add is, if you don't make a decision by Monday, you owe us the money.
Right.
But
so once he makes the decision whether it's to come home or stay there, how can we be supportive? What
all you have to do is say, you don't have to pretend to be supportive. You're giving it to him. Whatever he wants to do is okay. I think I would make it clear, as I understand it, the two issues are to be in school where he is or to be in school someplace else. Can he instantly be in school someplace else?
Well, the community college that he was going to doesn't start classes until the 22nd.
Okay.
So he's fortunate for that.
Yeah. So I think the deal is that, and I would make it even clearer than that. I would say that you have three choices, really. One is that you can stay where you are and finish up. The second is that you can transfer to a community college. The third is you can decide that school isn't for you right now and go get a job someplace, get yourself a place to live. You can't live at home and not be in school.
Right,
you have to get a job.
My husband actually stated as a third option.
Is what?
He actually stated that as third option.
Yeah, I would give him those three options.
Okay.
And he has to decide by Monday. Look, the point is, Susan, it may be that he's not ready to be in school right now. So mm-hmm. that's fine. You're not trying to punish him. You're not trying to push him. You're just saying, I mean, look, you know and I know what you would prefer he does is stay where he is and tough it out and do well, which he may do. But it doesn't. It won't do any good for it to be your decision. It has to be his.
No, and a lot of the times he'll say, I don't know if college is for me, even though he wants the job.
Susan, that's fine. It's not unusual to be confused at 19. It's not unusual to be confused. But any decision he makes, he will learn from. Any decision you make, he won't learn squat. So don't make any decisions. Okay? I think Susan's cell phone just gave up the ghost, but I think she got the point, hopefully, before her cell phone pooped out on her. Robert, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Good afternoon, Dr. Joy. I have a very tough situation. I have a female co-worker who has a severe body odor problem, and it has become problematic most recently when another co-worker insulted her and more or less told her, you know, clean yourself up. But it's not like a deodorant problem. It's more like a feminine problem, rather like, you know, it's feminine hygiene or whatever.
Yeah. How old is this coworker?
Probably 60.
Okay, and we don't think she's homeless.
No.
Okay.
No.
So, what's the question to me?
How do we approach this?
Does she have? Who's her supervisor?
Coming to a point.
Are you her supervisor?
No, like an assistant to a supervisor, yes.
Well, to a certain extent, it's really a supervisor's problem. Is supervisor male or female?
Female.
Great. Because what you want to do, I would go to your supervisor and say, listen, here's a problem. We think Cheryl is a really wonderful person, but recently, and if you can document when it's happened, then you can go and say, you know, in the last couple of months, there's really a noticeable odor. And so what we'd really like you to do is talk with her about it. And what the female supervisor should do is call her in and say, Cheryl, you're a great worker. And what we'd like to do, there seems to be an odor problem, which is, it's hard for me to talk with you about it. I'm sure it's hard for you to hear about it. And what the company would like to do is pay for a doctor's visit for you to see if there's some underlying treatable condition here. Because I'm sure you're concerned about it and you're a valuable worker. We want you to have a good working environment here, and we also want to make sure you're healthy. So the supervisor at that moment is both presenting a problem and a solution.
Yeah, that seems good.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, the point is if you're going to talk with somebody about issues, odor, odor just is one of those major issues, isn't it? Sometimes it turns out that your nose actually equilibrates biochemically in about 30 seconds, which may be sort of a blessing. So people are not aware of their breath. They're not aware of underarm issues. They're not aware of genital smells. Are not aware of their feet. I know if your feet run and your nose smell. No, if your nose runs and your feet smell, you're upside down. But the point being that if you think about it, even though someone's saying, "Gee, you know, your breath is not very nice," it's kind of hurtful. It's better than just avoiding somebody, and that's what sometimes happens when we're talking about odor issues. So, I think that there really are a whole bunch of things, as I've mentioned before in medical school, that when we were learning how to do physical exams. The professor, who was this sort of grand old sort of Marcus Welby kind of doctor, said that he always would get up from behind his desk and walk over to his patient and shake their hands, because close up you could smell their breath, you could see the whites of their eyes, you could feel the texture of their skin, all of those are determinants of pathology or health. So and smell can be anything. It can be bacterial. It can be other kinds of infections. It can be all sorts of things. So it's worth being investigated. And in the workplace, saying to somebody, you know, you're really valuable to us, and we're a bit concerned because I was reading in a journal or I saw online or something that there are some complications that we'd like to get this taken care of for you. It's a little easier than in personal relationships, just saying, listen, if there's a problem here, you know, I know this great specialist or whatever. Okay, so not an easy thing to do, but I think most of us would rather hear it than have somebody just avoid us. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it. Totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything. No hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. You can deck your halls with boughs of joy, I suppose. Beth, here on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you today?
Doing very well, thanks. How might I help you?
I have a little question here about how to handle a phone call I'm expecting on Christmas Day.
Okay.
There's been family troubles for the last year and a half between my sister and I. It started with my daughter having an argument with my sister, but bringing my name into it. And
how old is your daughter?
She's early 20s.
Okay.
And my sister has a daughter who has just been like mine all the way of growing up, too. I've been kind of like her second mom. But since this argument, she hasn't talked to me for about a year and a half because she shot me an email saying it's all my fault that my daughter treated her mother like this. I must have brought her up to think very, you know. Anyway.
It sounds like the president of South Korean Airlines.
Yeah.
my daughter, you know, I didn't raise my daughter right. That's why she didn't open the almonds. All right, keep
there
the macadamia nuts. So there we go. All right.
So anyways, I'm just
Before we go on, tell me what it was a year and a half ago. What did your daughter say to your sister? Do you know?
It was about treatment that we had from their family because they're above us. They think they're very much above us. And it was just some issues that came to a head, and she more or less let them know that, well, you know, nobody's perfect, and we tried our best, and we don't need your money, and, you know, we're sick of trying, not being ourselves around you because you expect perfection. So
how
anyway,
did your name get pulled into this?
Oh, don't you
mom
think
said?
She yeah. said, oh, don't you think my mother tells me everything? You know, that kind of thing. So she threw me under the bus. But anyway.
Yeah, she did.
But,
okay.
But you know what? Everything she said, I agree with. So I really.
Well, but still. I mean, it's not even that. If you've got a complaint with me and you say it to me directly, you and I will work it out.
You got it.
If
yeah.
you tell Manny and Manny says, well, Beth said this, I'm going to mm-hmm. feel not only that you were cowardly, but that now Manny's involved in it, and it sort of, it all of a sudden becomes gossip as opposed to something that
yeah.
that we're unhappy about. So that's not a very good way. Your daughter hopefully will learn that at some point. But it's a hostile act not only toward her aunt, but toward her mom as well, as toward you as well. So
yeah, so we've had a really hard time. I'm just starting to make peace with my sister
a little bit. She your older sister or younger sister?
She's 6 years older than me.
Okay.
But I know that they're away. They're in Arizona, and they're going to be calling at Christmas, and their daughter is with them, and I'm expecting them to put her on the phone to me.
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting a lot of people here Christmas after a few hours after this phone call is going to come in, and I don't know what to say or...
Oh, honey, this is easy.
Okay,
repeat
good.
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
Stupid and cheerful.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you are going to be like none of this ever happened.
Okay.
Like you are having the best Christmas, and the only thing that could possibly make your Christmas day any more fabulous is hearing from them. And look what happened. It's a Christmas miracle. They called. Just be careful because you don't want to sound the least bit sarcastic, and you don't have to say any of that.
Okay.
But you can be thinking all of that, and you can practice thinking all of it. So when they call... How are you? I'm so glad. I miss you guys. Like none of this ever happened.
Okay, I can do this. I've been practicing that.
And you know, and when you hang up the phone, you're going to say that was such a great conversation.
Where's
and
the
if
one?
They should, yeah, if they should do anything like, well, Beth, what about your stupid and cheerful? It never happened. If they want to do something mean or insulting, which I think they don't, because they're calling you.
No, they don't. But the Christmas card that they gave me brought it all up. Like we know we've been having a hard time. And
okay, but we're not going to do any of that. We're just going to let all go.
Yeah.
But listen, remember that during World War I and World War II, armies actually laid down their guns and didn't shoot at each other for 24 hours.
Yeah.
This is your sister. Your daughter was acting like somewhat of a jerk, let's face it. But, I mean, kids act like jerks. They're allowed.
Yeah.
We act like jerks. So, but your sister loves you. She misses you on Christmas. It's a time of sort of remembering the wonderful times and forgetting the rest of it. And going forward, and you were just going to have such a wonderful time calling her. You can even call her tonight if you want to, and just say, "Look, I know you're going to call tomorrow. It was just a happy Christmas. I just wanted to call up tonight and just tell you that do you remember the Christmas Eve when we were both, you know, when you were 10 and I was 4?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's perfectly okay to take the initiative, so you don't even have to wait and just bring up some wonderful memory. Make sure you've thought it through that it really is wonderful. Mm-hmm. And listen, I know you're going to call me tomorrow, but I just, you know, I just was sitting by the phone, and I just needed to call out and give you at least a telephonic hug, if not one in person.
Okay. I can do this. Yeah.
I know you can.
And
you're going to have a wonderful Christmas, and you're going to be fine.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Joy. Again, so many times you've helped me with so many. You know, we learn so much about ourselves with our family situation.
Yeah, we do.
Don't we?
Well, because,
oh my God.
Yeah, because that's, you know, that's one of the really intimate ones. Someone was saying to me, they said, well, you know, the people are vulnerable. And I said, you think? So, well, yeah, men are really vulnerable. I said, well, women are vulnerable. Everybody's vulnerable. But that's the thing about loving somebody is that you want to feel close to them. And the way to feel close to them is for them to know who you really are. And for them to know who you really are means that you put down your defenses. And when your defenses are down, you're going to feel a little more exposed. But that's part of the trade-off of intimacy and love and caring about somebody. And we can hurt each other inadvertently. And that happens. And what we do when it happens is we apologize. And the rest of the time, we just sort of understand that the only way to make sure that you're completely safe is to be in a cave all by yourself and then hope the lightning doesn't strike you. So you're fine. And if you, as I said, if I were in your shoes, I would probably give her a call. Maybe even now, I'm just saying, look, I'm making Christmas cookies and thinking about you. And do you remember that we used to fight over who got to lick the beaters? I mean, whatever. Look forward to talking with you tomorrow. Love you.
Okay. I'll do this. Thanks so much. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Have a good Christmas.
You too, kiddo.
Bye.
By 855-993-7569. And the thing about holidays is it reminds us where we were and who we were. I'm just trying to think what I have. I've got 2 minutes here, don't I? All right. I'm gonna, when we come back, I'm going to tell you the movies that open. And the big deal here is that they're calling it a Christmas miracle. One of the art houses in New York. He's showing the interview. They obviously haven't seen it or they wouldn't do it. There's going to be a line of people to get in and another line of people asking for their money back. It's a terrible movie. I mean, it's beyond stupid. I mean, it's just, you're going to be so disappointed in all the fuss. But so I would love to sort of just be there and hear. Do you remember the scene in The Producers where they have Dick Shawn, who's playing LSD on stage, and he's doing Springtime in Germany with Hitler, and he's doing a singing, dancing sort of fey gay Hitler, and they pan the audience, which is the sort of conceit is that everybody in the audience is Jewish, and they pan the audience of people with their mouths going, this is what it's going to be like in the interview in the art theater in New York.
I'm going to be curious to see what people's reviews are once a lot of people really start seeing it.
It's not a good movie. Yeah. It's not. It's stupid and silly. I will tell you more about movies when we return. Also, I'm going to tell you, which I told you I would tell you yesterday, about Evolution of a Criminal. It's one of the most confusing documentaries I've ever seen. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing structures. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Bonuses. All right, here we go. These are the movies that open this week, and I'll do some that open next week as well, because some of them open early. All right, opening, no particular order, Unbroken. This is based on the Olympian Louis Zamperini. It's directed by Angelina Jolie and stars Jack O'Connell, whom you're probably not terribly well aware of. First of all, I'm reading the book, which is by Lauren Hildebrand, who's the same person who did Seabiscuit, and the book is terrific. I'm not as enthusiastic, to be quite honest, about the movie. First of all, it's 2 hours and 17 minutes, which is at least a half hour too long. It's three different movies. The first one is a delight. It's a story of a young man growing up who is full of the dickens and steals things and has a lovely older brother and learns to run. And that's part one, which is lovely. The second part, and I'm not giving away much of the plot, is 47 days in a raft in the Pacific Ocean, and surviving that. I mean, obviously, because there's a third part. And then he's picked up by the Japanese and is in a prisoner of war camp. And my real complaint is with the third part, which, I mean, how often can you watch sadistic Japanese Capitan beat somebody with bamboo? I mean, over and over and over and over and over and over and over. And okay, so it's harrowing, but it doesn't make for much of a movie. The scenes in the plane are good. I mean, there's a lot to recommend it, but as far as I'm concerned, and it's an odd movie to on Christmas Day, but I do highly recommend the book, and I recommend at least the first section. Second, you know, we've seen so many Lost at Sea movies that there's nothing particularly new about it. It's well done. The third part is really my complaint. Into the Woods. I saw this. This is the Stephen Sondheim musical that stars Anna Kendrick, Meryl Streep, Chris Pine, Emily Blunt, James Corden as the baker, and is a smash-up of Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, Rapunzel. Well, there's one other one. I'm trying to think what the other one is. Cinderella, Red Riding Hood. It doesn't make any difference. We'll think about it anyway. Oh, Jack and the Beanstalk. And I saw this twice on Broadway, hated it both times on Broadway, loved the movie. I thought Meryl Streep was wonderful in it. The voices are wonderful. It's touching. I finally understood it, I think, for the first time. It's 2 hours and 4 minutes, and you'll have a great time. It's a lovely Christmas movie. I liked it a lot. The Gambler. All right, this is Mark Wahlberg and Jessica Lange, John Goodman, Brie Larson. Again, not a very Christmassy movie. The idea is that this is a guy who's a college professor who has a gambling problem. Jessica Lange is his mom. The problem is that it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense in that if you have a son who's a gambler and has run up debts, are you going to hand him cash? No, not even if you listen. You don't even have to listen to my program. You don't give an addict money, or you pay their bills maybe, or maybe you don't, but you certainly don't give them the money. So Mark Wahlberg, I think, is an interesting actor.
Marky Mark.
And I do like him. I thought the movie was just dumb. I mean, it just didn't make any sense, and people don't act that way. The Interview. Don't bother. The hype is much more than the movie. Dave Skylark and producer Aaron Rappaport run the celebrity tabloid show Skylark Tonight. When they land an interview with a surprise fan, North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, they're recruited by the CIA to turn their trip to Pyongyang into an assassination mission. Jane Franco is actually very good in it. Randall Park as Kim is very good in it. But Seth Rogen wrote, directed, and stars in this, and Seth Rogen sort of likes potty humor. And I don't know. At any rate, I mean, people are going to see this for all the wrong reasons because they're sort of being denied seeing it. As I said, the art theater that's showing it in New York is going to have a line of people asking for their money back. There we go. Should it have been shown? Yeah, it should have. I mean, it's a silly, stupid movie. It has nothing to do with anything. But people are going to go see it for all the wrong reasons, and you're going to hate it. Unless you really think the idea of sticking a missile in your backside is hilariously funny over and over and over again. If you're laughing yourself silly, maybe you won't want your money back, but you probably will. Selma. Selma is probably my number one pick of the year. It's just over 2 hours, 2 hours and 7 minutes. Stars David Oyelowo, Carmen Ejogo, Tim Roth, and I'm trying just to remember who's playing Lyndon Johnson. It just went out of my head. But this is a terrific movie. It focuses on just a couple of years in Martin Luther King's life, the Civil Rights March in Selma, Alabama. And it's wonderful. It's electric. It'll make you cry. It'll make you laugh. It's really wonderful. It's really interesting. It's an all British cast that are playing American icons. It's wonderful. American Sniper. This is actually on my 10 best list, but it's on my 10 best list for probably exactly the wrong reasons. I think it's one of the best anti-war movies ever made in that it is so destructive in terms of not only shooting human beings as like you were target shooting, but the huge, terrible toll it takes on the living and the dead, that nobody comes out of this unscathed. I'm not sure that that's what Clint had in mind. Bradley Cooper is wonderful in it, and will very likely, he's not getting as probably as much. I mean, he's really wonderful in this. As I reviewed for a couple weeks ago, I saw him in Elephant Man, and he's really developing into a very nuanced and terrific actor. This one, I mean, somehow the idea that manhood is defined by that at one point a father is teaching his son to hunt, and he said, it's a responsibility to hold a beating heart in your hand. And I'm thinking, there must be some other way of defining manhood other than killing a living being, whether it's a deer or a human being. And there has to be some other way of doing it. And I think that this movie makes the point poignantly. I'm not sure that's what it was intended to be. It's 2 hours and 12 minutes. Big Eyes. This is kind of one of those movies I probably would have done better if it had been released some other time. I think it's going to sort of drop without much of a ripple. It stars Amy Adams and Christopher Walken, Kristen Ritter, and Jason Schwartzman. It turns out that Margaret Keane is the woman who did all those big-eyed little girls, you know, in the 50s was a big deal. She actually sold more artwork than anybody else at the time and was kind of a precursor to Andy Warhol and the idea of selling postcards and lithographs. It turns out that she was married to a man who took credit for it, Walter. And because he was a better promoter, and she let him do it, the idea being that women, you know, women painters weren't very popular. You'll see all of it. It's an interest. Tim Burton directs it, so it's a little, you know, it's a little weirder than it might be. But it's interesting. The question is, do you care? And I don't know. I don't know if people are going to go see it or not. It's nice and short. It's 1 hour 45 minutes. 2 Days, One Night is a very interesting movie that stars Marion Cotillard, and she's being considered for a lot of awards for this one. She is, I think it's the Belgian nominee for the Oscar. She discovers her workmates have opted for a significant pay bonus in exchange for her being dumped, that they're given the choice of either keeping her on or they get a bonus. She has 1 weekend to convince her colleagues to give up their bonuses so that she can keep her job. It's an interesting problem. I've actually been involved in something very similar to this, and she's really wonderful at it. Pick of the week is Selma, and number two is Into the Woods. So it's that Unbroken, I think, doesn't ultimately succeed. The Gambler doesn't really make any sense, and The Interview was just plain silly. All right, let me... what have I got here? I've got about 2 minutes. Let me tell you the movies that are opening as well. Okay, we've got Most Violent Year, which is an interesting movie with Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain, and David's in another one, David Aiello. He plays the district attorney in this one, not nearly as challenging or as exciting a role. In New York City in 1981, an ambitious immigrant fights to protect his business and family during the most dangerous year in the city's history. Interesting. I mean, again, if it had been released at some other time of the year, I think it probably would have fared better, because it's not a bad movie. It's just, I think it's going to have a hard time finding its niche here. Leviathan is a foreign film, I think from Russian entry. Koyla is forced to fight the corrupt mayor when he's told his house will be demolished. It's a really interesting movie, very artsy-craftsy. And it's 2 hours and 20 minutes. So you choose. Selma and Into the Woods are my choice. Stay tuned for more on Dr. Joy Brown.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Right, I mentioned yesterday that I had just seen one of the most confusing... I'll sit with that word temporarily. Documentaries I'd ever seen. And I'll tell you why. As you know, I see a lot of documentaries. I really like documentaries. I quite often invite them to come on the program on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It segment, with the idea being the documentaries have become what newspapers used to be. They're muckrakers. They discover a problem and they tell us all about it. So they inform us. And they're only allowed to come on the It's Broken, Let's Fix It if there's not only a problem that I think interests most of us, doesn't have to interest everybody, but most of us, and there's a solution. Because otherwise you just want to set your hair on fire. And, you know, there's enough, you know, the focus of the program is really problem solving, whether it's personal or a little more global. So, as a result, I see a lot of documentaries, and I've been going through them, being a very, you know, because if I ask the publicist to send me a screener, I sort of feel some responsibility to look at it. And so I was culling through the end of the documentaries for the year, and there's this one called Evolution of a Criminal. Well, you know, it's not one of those things you think, wow, this is really going to be fun. So it starts out with a young man, and you know, there's a voiceover in it, and they interview. It turns out, I'll give you the plot rather than the setup for it. This boy is close to his mom, who then has a stepfather and has two other half sibs, and he's apparently a very good student, makes A's, and very smart, and the kind of respectful young man that everybody likes. And he talks about his mother talks about how poor they were, how poor he and stepfather were. And at one point, they're robbed. Somebody breaks into the house when he's 17 years old and robs him. He, at this point, is working at a big box store. And it turns out that during the robbery, they took... Now, this is a part that troubles me. Took four VCRs and a widescreen television. This kid also, he talks about his friends, and he drives to school every day in a station wagon and picks all his friends up. And I'm thinking, how poor can he be? I don't have four VCRs and a widescreen TV. When I was a kid, I didn't have a car to drive, you know, pick up my friends. Yeah. Well, how poor?
Right.
And so I'm already going, I'm already arguing with the DVD. So then he says, what this kid decides, now this is a bright 17-year-old. Now, admittedly, there have been a lot of studies that suggest that 17-year-olds' brains, therefore their decision-making abilities, are not exactly adult. Which, I mean, you don't have to know a teenager. You don't have to be a psychologist. All you have to do is remember being a teenager. And certainly you were not the most responsible of all human beings, even if you're relatively responsible. And maybe one of the issues is that your brain isn't fully formed. Who knows? So this kid, who's from this desperately poor family that has four VCRs, a widescreen TV, and his own car to take to school, decides to steal VCRs from the place he's working. Doesn't get caught. Then he decides he's going to rob a bank with two of his friends. So they get a shotgun. I have no idea where the shotgun came from. That's not mentioned at all in the documentary. And he dresses up in a skeleton costume. His friend wears sunglasses and a watch cap. And his other friend drives the car. These are all 17-year-olds who are in school together. They go to school, and they check in, so they have an alibi. They go and rob the bank. They get away with robbing the bank. They get $140,000 at this little bank.
Wow.
And they go back to school. Well, one of the kids, and they interview him on camera, is clearly not the brightest bulb on the tree. And, I mean, he clearly has a drug problem, probably had a drug problem. And he takes $5,000 in cash out of the loot and starts talking about it at school. Our hero has most of the cash. He takes it and puts it in a shoebox and puts it on his mother's bed. $30,000 in cash. And that's only part of it. It turns out it takes the cops about a month to track this kid down. And then he goes to court. And in the meantime, we're interviewing the mother, who at the beginning of the documentary is a very large, attractive woman, but probably weighs upwards of 250 pounds in all the pictures. Now, viewing her on a day-to-day basis, she is very thin, completely different face, looks completely different, and has tears running down her cheeks during the entire time about the mistake she made about talking with her young, impressionable son about money problems, and that's why he robbed the bank. The family covers the thing up. The kid gets, the prosecutor only tries him as an adult because he's 17, and recommends 5 years prison. He gets out in 3. And we're supposed to view this. And various members of the family have also been in prison. So it turns out, and hopefully you'll go see the document, well, you will or won't. The kid turns out in prison decides he's going to write his life story. So he applies to NYU, gets into the filmmaking school as a screenwriter, decides to become a director, and it turns out he's the one doing the voiceovers and all the interviews. So he's doing his own life story. And part of who he interviews is the faculty, none of whom have known that he robbed a bank and was in jail. So, I mean, I'm not sure. This was the most confusing documentary I've ever seen. First of all, the idea that he was poor because they had 4 VCRs, a widescreen TV, and a car that one of the kids could drive to school seems to be not exactly the definition of poverty in America, number one. Number two, that the parents would cover it up. You know, I understand not outing your kid, but they spent the money. The mother, sort of having crying through the whole thing, I didn't buy for a moment. And then, I mean, it just... So I don't know, are we supposed to applaud this guy? I mean, he does seem to have turned his life around a bit. And part of what he does during the film is he goes and he apologizes to some of the people who were in the bank at the time. Nobody was hurt. The shotgun was not loaded, which, of course, people don't know. But, I'm still not sure where the evolutionary part came from. It was, it was one of those things I'm thinking, I mean, yeah, great that he got his life together, and he's clearly a bright kid. But the idea that if your mother sort of has problems paying bills, that you rob a bank, I mean, I just can't. It was hard for me to kind of get into it, I suppose. Mm-hmm. So if you go see Evolution of a Criminal, you can let me know what you think about it. You could see I wasn't exactly on board with it. I didn't buy it. I really didn't buy it.
Yeah, it did just kind of seem...
Pardon?
It did kind of seem like just kind of a stretch. I mean, or...
Well, I mean, and somehow the rationalization to look at this behavior...
Yeah.
I mean, and I guess that's what the whole thing was it seemed to me to be instead of people... And the idea that going around and apologizing to people is the same as taking responsibility. Not sure I buy. Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Be warm with your family. And with any insults, stupid and cheerful works better than anything else. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.